Blog Talk Radio.
I have a question. My name is Matt.
And we met at New Orleans. Oh, that's our name. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That shit.
Ah. Hey. Oh.
Bullshit.
Oh. Oh. Ah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Baby. Let's touch. Fuck. Time. If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone on D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, this whole out of line. But I'm with the fuckery, I like you touch me, just don't get close to my nine. Yeah, cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch here a little baddie, told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollo's. And she fucked me for a ride, bro. Yeah, and I'm turnt in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop. This night, it won't never end. I can't take a L, all I do is win. This hoe, she just fronted on me, now I'm mad. I'm about to go try up on her best friend. These bitches be acting hot, but they trash. That's why I act blind in these Ray-Bans. I'm really a sex addict, I just fuck Keisha. Now I'm about to link Ray-Van. Yeah, it's really a litty night. This gold magnum, it's gon' get me right. It saved me from babies and girls going crazy. I won't have a baby through the night. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. Oh baby, let's touch. Fuck one more time. If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone on D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, it's so out of line. But I'm with the fuckery, I like you touch me, just don't get close to my nine. Yeah, and we met at New Apollo's. And she fucked me for a ride, bro. Yeah, and I'm turnt in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoe and watch his body drop. Step out of my house and look down, I'm dripped out. This bitch flirting with me, I'ma back my big dick out. This big blizzy on my side, watch the bullet spit out. And I can't forget the game, all my niggas really dripped out. Yeah, I just see my ex, and I roll by. Nappy boy from the fall, and I don't say hi. Let's turn up a little more, that boat, she drive. Ice cups from the corner store, and we getting high. Cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch here a little baddie, told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollo's. And she fucked me for a ride, bro. Yeah, and I'm turnt in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop.
Yeah, ooh, baby. Yeah.
Your bitch is a foreigner, huh? A fucking pastor, show a difference between a dog and a
Master, Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, I get scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore. Don't use LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, nah, let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. One day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a frog. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I compare my Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine and nine. Y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head. Nigga Jimmy, headshot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city, killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Foreigner. Dougie, you told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time. Thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down, I decided I had to finish. But the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
I never thought I'd
make it out.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them, about to lap niggas. So they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
they trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
I thought I'd make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
No, no.
They couldn't keep me down.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
Breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh, whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
even bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than
she
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a swing, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
it breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope Crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now. You can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is. Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy what the business is. We push your 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made, that night shit is that shocking. Ours was a quake, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws, and who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen tent. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's a New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dig. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God did. Oh, yes, He did.
Peace was good. Mess around, I was gonna play one more. What's good with y'all? Oh, hope everybody doing real out there. Oh, yeah. I'm here tonight. We're gonna chop it up a little bit. I didn't want to miss again. I haven't missed in a while, but I didn't want to miss. That's my point. I wanted to be here. I wanted to take a step back as I try to typically do, and I just found myself a little bit fatigued with the amount of information I kind of like went over today. But what it leaves me with, it just kind of leaves me always questioning things. You know, I question myself, I question other people, I just question a lot of things. So it just kind of like had me in a space where I'm thinking of myself, like, much like other people, it's so easy to just get caught up on what you're doing and honestly become lost with the misinformation. Just kind of, you know, just becomes chaotic. And I just kind of constantly remind myself that while there are multiple ways to skin a cat, you know, we over here, we just pride ourselves on just finding the easiest and the best way to just get it done. Emphasis on best way, but also on the easiest. So, you know, we try to make it simple so that somebody who is truly a minor can understand and be competent to that information. So, but yeah, it'll leave you like, man, is this the way? Is that the way? Can this go that way? Can it be up? Can it be down? And a lot of times we get lost in that. So I'm not going to go into too much of what I was looking at, but a lot of things just became a bit clearer today. And I truly get it. On one side of the fence, it's very difficult for you to make a lot of these claims when you're dealing with the powers to be. The powers to be have said it so that you must comply with their requests for a variety of different things. And I know that can be overwhelming in itself to navigate that, right? But what's the reality? The reality is, people, that there is a system, and it's not so much like what everybody likes to consider like the Matrix. It's pretty much the universal platform for how we live, you know? And once you understand it and you see it for what it is, then you can decide how you want to engage. And that's why I say there's multiple ways to skin a cat, because if we are looking, you know, at a big picture. So let's say, I don't know about some of y'all, but if you ever jumped out of a plane, right? When you're up in the air, however high they take you, when you look down, the reality is, or even if you just flew in a plane, when you take off, you know, things look close. And then the further you get, the further places you're leaving start to look to you. But when you jump out of a plane, undeniably, it's like you cannot, unless you close your eyes, you know, really focus in on any one thing to say that you can see the specific details of it. But you can get a big picture, and therefore you would be able to see a larger scale of land and the activities taking place. With that being said, the analogy to that is commerce, right? We all have to look at this game of commerce. And I guess realistically, we should be at all times reviewing the UCC code, right? Which is the Uniform Commercial Code. Because in everything to do with that, they're going to tell you how they define a lot of the terms and how they apply to us. But on one side of the fence, I'm fully aware of the people that choose to operate by the name that is on the DC. And by switching their jurisdiction at times, they fail to realize, but I'm aware that they are no longer under state authority. They're now under federal authority. And in so doing, on the state level, there are opportunities for you to, what they would say, claim remedy, right? At the end of the day, though, when you look at the wealth of information that supports that so-called strategy, for lack of a better term, you got to be careful, because if you don't understand exactly what you're doing, you put yourself into some hot mess. Now, what's the reality? The reality is people find it harder to do what I would like to suggest in terms of creating a level of separation. Right? Everything that has ever been a so-called negative, I don't want to say just a random term as experience, but, you know, those, you know, traffic citations, you know, you run into a foreclosure, you know, repo, you know, stuff like that, right? Those shit are predicated on the fact that people do choose to continue to use the name. And then I've talked about the names before, and I can go into it tonight, but I don't want to. But I want you to have that understanding, right? So y'all are going to have to really choose which direction you want to go and how you really want to handle a lot of these things. I figured out something tonight when I was reviewing somebody's information, because I was scratching my head on how they easily, and I say easily, but easily kind of just maneuvered this process that I've been teaching, but I never taught that person. And then I figured it out. So there's no more mystery there. It's just always chaos. But beyond that, I want y'all to always remember that in everything that they do, they require what you consider to be consent, what they consider to be consent. And you consent every time in everything that you do. You know, if you go to a bank, typically, let's say to open up, let's say even a business account, an LLC, your lack of knowledge affords the clerk to dictate to you what forms need to be filled out, what specific information needs to actually be filled out on the forms, and they have you and lead you to complete their process in the way that they want you to. And I think I want to get back to basics, and I want to drive some things home, right? We're not for everybody. I used to say this a lot, and people, you know, I recognize that I'm not for everybody. And it's okay. And people just seemingly to me prefer the perversion of so-called using the name, but separating it somehow by changing the status of the name or changing something to do with the name or whatever the case may be, but they use the name. And I just can't get behind it 100% personally. It's just not my forte. My mind doesn't work like that. So, you know, I consider it to be a little bit ignorant for people to keep using what is considered to be a persona, for lack of a better term. And I'm telling y'all, as long as y'all continue to use it, you fall under privileges and benefits. It is what it is. That's just how they have it. That's how they have it set, and I struggle with that. So if people are looking to make those adjustments, oftentimes a lot of what I'm going to say to you is just going to sound like straight up freaking nonsense. And it's going to sound like nonsense because it to you, it is really nonsense. So let me paint a better picture as I'm trying to do and give y'all context at all times so that you can, you know, have something to take to the bank, so to speak. Now, I want to talk about this fictitious individual for a little bit because, like I said, I just can't get behind it. So maybe if I shed more light on it, then maybe y'all would, you know, see it a different way. All right. So I was going to go somewhere else tonight, but I'll go here. All right. So it says it was probably a mathematician that first conceived the plan of theming an unreality as a convenient step in the formation of an hypothesis. And then, having established his theory, conveniently let his fiction disappear. The law has been playing with such a fiction for centuries. Now, I seemingly can't say it as clear as this, so let's just see if they can help us. In the course of which the fiction, instead of disappearing, the fiction is supposed to disappear. I'm just trying to help y'all fulfill that. But they said the fiction, instead of disappearing, as it so conveniently does for the mathematician, has increased in girth and height, has maintained its ghostly existence. Listen to the term. In the face of the, and that's, what is that? I can't pronounce that word. Some shit of the philosopher and the fiat of the judicial decree. I didn't think I was going to stumble, but I stumbled on that shit. I'm not even going to try. I'm going to bite my fucking tongue. So the fiat, again, fictitious, of the judicial decree. Now, there's a lot of these terms I should be fucking looking up, but I'm not going to do it. So y'all can look up fiat. Y'all can look up theming, right? They use that term. They're using fiction, hypothesis. Nigga, that's just a guesstimate. All right. In an evil day, listen to this shit. In an evil day, the law, like the hospitable Arab, listen to these niggas, who permitted his camel to shelter his head within the domestic tent, gave shelter to an imaginary person. You've been given shelter to an imaginary. Now, I never thought, and I always said I was going to read this particular article to you all, but I never thought that this type of language was here. I think y'all need to tag a friend because it's going to get interesting in a second, right? I can see a little bit into the future. So this is what it says. In an evil day, the law, like the hospitable Arab, who permitted his camel to shelter his head. So in an evil day, the law gave shelter to an imaginary person. This is how they confuse you. So let me cut out the bullshit. Right? This is what it says verbatim. In an evil day, the law gave shelter to an imaginary person. So one has to consider, are we in an evil fucking day? I don't know. What do y'all think? Are we in an evil day? Because this is what the fucking information is stating. I'm not making this shit up. Are we in an evil fucking day? Because in the evil fucking day, the law gives shelter to an imaginary person. Now watch this. The persona ficta. Now that's Latin. I told you all law is Latin, right? So all law comes from Latin, right? So the persona ficta, which meant an infant. Now, I just went over this shit last week, the week before, and I know y'all thought I was going to do some bullshit tonight, right? I knew y'all would. I thought I was going to do some bullshit. But the awakening doesn't allow me to, because everything I'm saying is just as consistent as the first fucking day I was saying it. An infant, seemingly of little promise and of precarious tenure of life. It has repaid the hospitality of the law, even as the camel rewarded his master by making the legal household permanently uncomfortable. Y'all listening to these niggas? These is niggas that was talking shit before 1933, letting you know what it is. This is an article. The law awakening to the peril of housing so sturdy an unreal reality has smiled uneasily and said, you are but a fiction. You do not exist really. Listen to me. I just know seeing is believing, but maybe hearing that audible shit, it will help you. You gotta hear it. You know what I'm saying? I just pulled this out of my hat. I ain't gonna say no crazy shit. But, and then, apparently on the principle of Christian Science, has tried to ignore its existence because they want to apply Christian Science. They act like the fictitious fucking person doesn't really exist, but it does. They said, listen, but the persona ficta, the fictitious person, will not be ignored. Listen to me, Nick. I told y'all from last week that y'all need to come on and make sure y'all bring a friend, every friend, every friend, every friend, tell a friend this. Let me again, I told y'all, y'all thought it was playing. So watch what it says. Just in real and living color, it says, he is a corporation. He is a collective person. He is a legal fiction. He is a convenient factor in legal reasoning. But real or fictitious, he emerges uncannily from every fiat of extinction, much after the fashion of some other person. I'm not going to go into that. So skip that. The corporation, too, person or not, has attributes. Pay attention. For we know them as good and bad. They, too, are sheep and goats. Well, which one are you? You a sheep or you a goat? I told y'all stop playing with me. Oftentimes I want to just give up and throw in the towel. Cause oftentimes I find so many different avenues and resources to propel me to just jump off a damn bridge. But I got to remind myself that I know what I'm talking about and I got to stay grounded, because it's easy to want to walk with the fucking crowd. It's easy to want to move with everybody that's doing shit. It's easy to be a sheep. This is what it says. The corporation, person or not, has attributes, for we know them as good and bad. We got good and bad corporations, y'all. But they are also sheep and goats. When they are wronged, they set the machinery of the criminal law in motion. This is what they do when they are wronged. But when they do wrong, the law is paused
puzzle to find a fiction responsible for a crime. But why y'all let them do it to y'all? They can't lock up a fucking corporation. Why y'all let them do it to you? Why can't they lock up a corporation? Because they can only lock up the person that's running the fucking corporation. But watch this. I don't know nothing. But watch this. When they do wrong, the law is puzzled to find a fiction responsible for a crime in which it seems the actor is not the only ones whose hands show traces of guilt. The actor, you better stop acting. Here, we might think the law could well end the ghostly fiction by destroying it. Why the law ain't destroy this shit? Why we gotta keep dealing with this shit? This shit is over 100 and something years old. God, why we still dealing with this thing? But neither the law nor we have yet arrived there. Boy, I feel like preaching the next. I feel like keep going. All right. Much of the learning that has been built up on or built up about the terms legal fiction, fictitious persons, entities, artificial being has become cant. A vague connotation belongs to each of these terms, which enables the casual user of it to apply it to the correct problem. You heard what they said? There is a vague connotation, a vague meaning behind each of them shit. And when you apply it properly to the fucking problem, and they said correct problems, not just problems, just the which one you got to miss. Crisscross. Right? Of the consequences of the application, he is ignorant. And there is little or no relation between theory and practice. What they just say? The most ununiform mind has an idea of capacity and can even follow the ramifications by which a man, by marrying his first cousin, lose some of his second cousins or become the second cousin to his own children. But the separation of individual wills from collective wills is a task which even the academic mind has but unsatisfactorily accomplished. Let us see what is here involved. I like this. I think I'm going to give this a try. Let's go. Dobson, Hobson, Jobson. And others form a corporation. Each receives stock. Dobson is president. Hobson is secretary. They have a board of directors and own property. Now, who owns the property? Dobson, Hobson, etc. Or the vague personality connotated by the term corporation. It is, in fact, a personality. Dobson and the rest own stock. Ergo, no property. They own stock. They don't own property. The directors do not own it. All the stakeholders together cannot alienate it. The corporation can. And the corporation is the sum of the volitions of all the stockholders expressed in the unity of action. It is this individual, this aggregate, of wills, pay attention, that has aroused all the controversy. What name shall we give it? Person, collective person, persona fact, the name is very nearly a matter of indifference so long as we understand by it an existence distinct from the members that compose it. What the fuck did they just tell y'all? Ain't that what I've been teaching you? They ain't just stay separate. They just told you the reason why these corporations get away with the shit that they do is because the people that are behind the scenes. You know Nike, you know this one, you know that one. How many people can tell you the CEO, the this, that, the fifth, and this, and the fifth? Not too many. But they are separate from the entity itself, right? They made it. That's why they say compose. Compose, right? They created that bitch. Be it understood One may be a member of this corporate body, and yet deal with it, may sell to it, buy from it, in fact, maintain business relationship with it precisely as he does with any other natural person, which is still some bullshit because they use the natural person term again. All right? The matter begins with dogma. Dogma. Men in law and in philosophy are natural persons. Who is a natural person? Men, not human beings. Pay attention, though. They didn't say human beings. They said men. All right? This might be taken to imply that there are also persons of another sort. You heard what they just said? And that is a fact. They are artificial persons or corporations. I keep telling y'all, if you keep on running around saying that I'm a lot, I got this, I got that, but you want to act in the office, in the capacity of your corporation, which I deem sole proprietorship, that's what it is. Ship at the end means something. Right? But then telling you what it is. So I'm constantly fucking annoyed because I keep fucking telling y'all the same thing, but y'all not listening to me because you the shit that people are telling you. Right? I just can't get behind it. The man said the fucking name on the BC is hearsay. I don't even want to scream no more. What are we talking about? How many different ways do I have to depict this shit for you? Huh? Huh? This is why I don't get carried away. I'm constantly grounding myself to say, man, that shit sure do sound nice over there. Right? And that's why you got to be careful of what you take in. You know, stand for something. You fall for every fucking thing. I told y'all, your shit got to fit into my shit. My shit is not going to fit into your shit. That's just how it is. You feel what I'm saying? Your information, if I'm learning from someone, has to fit into what I'm already doing. And if there's application for it, it has to be applicable the way I need it or want it to fucking be, because I'm directing my fucking affairs, not you. They are artificial persons or corporations, and they exist because associations of large groups of men can conduct enterprises, there goes that term, impossible to any member of the group as an individual. So what did they just tell you? You can get away with murder as a fucking corporation. Because one-on-one, that boy ain't going to go out there and go pay no damn Indonesian kid no $3 an hour talking about some, hey, make me some shoes. But by the collective, oh, yeah, we got stakeholders. Yeah, stakeholders, stay, go pay that boy 50 cents. You're going to go pay that boy 50 cents. That's what the corporation going to do. You hear what I said? You hear what I say? It has been hinted that it is a matter of moment to determine what kind of body it is that results from the combination. Is it an individual, or can you still recognize it in it, A, B, C, and D, or whom it is composed? Many things can be affected by corporations impossible to individuals. Many things are so peculiarly individualistic in their nature that they are impossible to corporations. They cannot practice law, and I suppose they would not be permitted to preach sermons. They're talking about fucking corporations. Although many think a syndicate that attended to the writing of sermons might do some good. And of course, they cannot enter into family relations, marriage, and the like. Corporation can't have kids. They can't motherfucking die. They can't motherfucking... They don't die, people. They don't die. You can terminate them, but they don't die. It was said by an eminent authority that when a body of 20 or 2,000 or 200,000 men bind themselves together to act in a capacity way for some common purpose, they created bodies, which by no fiction of law, but by the virtue of nature or the nature of things differs from the individuals of whom it is constituted. So the body is separate from the people that are behind it. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, the state is a body of this kind. Now, we're starting to get into some shit, but damn it, the show by the end. Now, the state is a body of this kind. The state is a body, right? Made up of that shit that we just talked about, right? Being with the state and coming down by successive gradation, I don't even like some of these fucking terms, we encounter, by the way, the subordinate state, which if autonomous is the next body of this sort, the self-governing county, district, department, finally the municipal corporations such as cities, boroughs, or townships, we have very little difficulty in recognizing that when the states act, it is different from the action of any member of citizen of the state. So if the state owe money, it is not owing by the citizen, nor if half the citizens immigrated, would anyone think of following them to collect from each his proportion of the debt, all right? It is not a conception that the rationalistic mind finds easy. Analysis seems to indicate that Hobson, Jobson, etc. are masquerading under an alias, and that his entity, or what they call a juristic person, or what you will, is simply Hobson, Jobson, and the company. So what are you doing? You're masquerading around under an alias. And your juristic person is just a company, specifically a sole proprietorship. How many ways can, let me see. Yet, a suspicion is felt that when we undertake to deal with this same fictitious person, we find in it Hobson, Jobson, etc., plus something more, plus the corporation. And for this plus, some formal must be devised. Formula, excuse me, I said formal. In the jargon of the schoolmen, corporations must be persons or not persons. That is, the corporation may be a real person, or the corporation may be merely a collection of individuals. Between these two extremes, any number of views is possible, each being as a rule, a modification of the one or the other. Thus, the corporation may be regarded as a fictitious being, an ancient doctrine. What is this? An ancient doctrine. Or corporate holding may be regarded as a form of collective property. Or corporate action may be regarded as the act of a representative majority, that is to say, it is a peculiar form of agency. Ooh, they just keep getting into more terms and more terms and more terms, and they just keep getting meatier and meatier and meatier. But watch this. It is to be remembered. Remember, that we are in search of a formula to express an artificial creature, which they came up with called a straw man, through which more and more of the world's affairs seeks accomplishment, right? So the means of the name chosen is not a matter of indifference. If an act amounting to crime be effected in the guise of a corporate act, pay attention when you commit fraud, the fact that a non-consenting minority has acted by representation through the specific use unwillingly makes all participants in delict, whatever, and the innocent share the guilt. All right, so whoever is guilty that committed the crime and those that are not guilty are all guilty. But if we are dealing with a real person, the collection of all the wills of the body, it must be attributed the guilt of the delict. I can't say that for a word. while those who execute the crime are criminal participants. For criminal acts beyond the sphere of corporate action, of course, only those committing the act could in any case be held answerable. And that's why they're called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because only the people that sit and pull that trigger are the ones that are supposed to be responsible. And we need to talk about private corporations, because enriching private individuals is what private corporations do. So we got to talk into that, right? We got to get into the administering governmental powers known as public corporations. We got to talk about corporations, right? So I don't know if y'all can hear me. If y'all can hear me, I don't know how you're going to let me know, but the time has ran out. And it's a lot that I want to continue to go over, but I'm going to stop right here. Maybe I'll pick it up again, but I'm just letting everybody know. Whew. They say right here, let me see if I can just read this. All of the sophisticated people of the Middle Ages was insufficient to maintain the proposition that a fiction could own property. They're saying a fiction can't own property, could absorb rights at the grant of the state. They can't own rights. Could occupy a definite position in the community. They can't do that. A position unequivocally different from that of its members, could be sued, could be could by name sue and be sued, that you can do, could recover property in which the right of no member could be identified. So what did they just say on that last one? They said it was insufficient to maintain the proposition that a fiction could own property. It was insufficient for them to maintain the proposition, proposition that a fiction could absorb rights. It was insufficient to maintain the proposition that a fiction could occupy a definite position. It was insufficient for them to maintain that the proposition that a fiction fiction had a position unequivocally different from that of its members. I don't like how they wrote that one. That shit don't even fucking flow. It was insufficient to maintain the proposition that a fiction could by name sue and be sued. It was insufficient to maintain the proposition that a fiction could recover property in which the right of no member could be identified. But I guarantee you, they made that a fucking reality. Men who did their own legal thinking broke loose from the traditions of Roman law and looked at the corporation anew. They broke away from the reality that is fictitious and said, we got to look at it anew. There dawned the fact that he was regarding not a fictitious but a real being. See that shit? He dared to contradict that he is not a fucking fiction. You get what I'm saying? Yo, can y'all hear me? So how the fuck was this thing not recording and y'all can still hear me?
Tell you what happened.
Y'all can hear me on the call right now? You hear what I'm saying right now? Oh, that's what I'm saying. You're not hearing me on the call? Oh, okay. Yeah, but on my end, it's still going. So I was still going because this shit is about to pick up. All right. I don't think y'all can hear me, y'all. Yeah, they raising their hand. They can hear me, bro. Hold on, man. I'm going to have to tag you back because people are talking to me on the line, man. I'm going to call you back, man. Yeah, man. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I was trying to keep the show going. 623, what's up? 606, what's popping?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you can hear me. Yeah, man. I guess y'all had to be called in because this shit about to turn up just now. Y'all ain't hear what I just said. I'm showing y'all that there's somebody that really said that he's not a fictitious person. He's a real being. And I'm about to share his fucking testimony in a second. But go ahead. What were you saying? You raised your hand.
No,
like,
I was just letting you know we can hear you.
Oh, you want to? I appreciate it. So I'm going to keep going for a second because I'm about to tear this shit up. I got to reread this part. Hang out with me for a second, and I'm going to just hang up because after this, I'm done. Watch this. It says, men who did their own legal thinking. Remember, we're talking about your legal thinking. Remember, when you don't let somebody else think for you, when you don't follow every fucking thing that somebody else does, you have the ability to do what? To think on your own accord. So watch this. Men who did their own legal thinking broke loose from the tradition of Roman law. So they were saying they're not corporations. So they looked at this shit different. They said, up on one of them, this man was a German, something by name, it dawned the fact that he was regarding not a fictitious, but a real being. So he declared to contradict another individual, to criticize him, and to set up an analysis of the conception of the corporation as a personality based not on Roman, but on a prior principle. The spectra fictitious person showed then that manner of what manner of man he was. He appeared full for war and heaped ridicule and contumed. What the?
Contumely?
On the usurper, the fiction called the juristic person, a myth. But this man and this person, his disciple, had attacked their problem with an equipment of mentality and erudition that would not be denied, and their labors had this for its achievement. So let's see what they say. That the persona ficta, fictitious person, was banned from the German
civil...